Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're holding on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, 9 lines from the bottom, Amar Shmuel. So it says the Gemara Amar Shmuel, Ko Yoyshev Betanis Nikra Chayta. A person who accepts upon himself to fast, he's called a Chayta, he's called a sinner. It says the Gemara that Tzavar Ki Aitana, Shmuel holds like the following Tana. The Tana we learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Lazar Akapar Barabi Yoymer, Rabbi Lazar Akapar, the God of Adar, he said, Ma Tamaloymer Vechipra Lav Measher Chat Ala Nafesh. Why does the Pasuk in But when it comes to the parsha of Nazir, why does it say that he was chata ala nafesh, that he sinned on the nafesh? V'chibe'ez a nefesh chata zeh? What nefesh did he sin with? It sounds like he killed someone. Who did he kill? He became tamei meis, maybe. Who did he kill? Elish etzir atzva min ayayin. He's called that he was chata ala nefesh because he sinned to his own nefesh. He held back wine from his nefesh. So he's called a chayta. V'lo yitvarim kavachoymer. So now we can make a kavachoymer. Uma zeh shotzir atzma yel min ayayin. So this Nazir, all he did was hold back wine from his soul, and he's called a chayta. All the more so, a person who accepts upon himself to fast, not to eat anything, not to drink anything, he's called a chayta. Whereas says the Gemara of Elazar Aymer, he's Nikra Kadesh. A person who fasts, he's called a Kadesh. And his Makar is also from the Parish of Nazir. Shenemer, the Pasuk says, Kadesh Yia, Gedal Parasai Roshai. He's called a Kadesh, Kadesh Yia. So, Mazesh, Leitzir, Atzma, Yelam, Medavarecha, Nikra Kadesh. We have the same Kavachimer. This Nazir, all he did was hold back, he was Pirish from wine, and he's called a Kadesh. Hametzayer, Atzma, Mikol Davar, Vedavar, Alachas, Kamen, Vekamel. All the more so, a person who takes upon himself to fast, he's called a Kadesh. Ulashmuel ha'ikri kadesh. Ask the Gemara, Shmuel who says he's called a chayta, but the Pasuk also calls him a kadesh. Says the Gemara, hu agido perakai. That's talking about his hair, that his hair is kadesh. His hair is kedusha, it's asr ba'na. But not him. He's called a chayta. Ula Rabbi Lazar anikra chayta. According to Rabbi Lazar who says that he's called a kadesh, but he's also called a chayta. Ahu desayv nafshe. That's just talking about the fact that he became tamei meis. It doesn't really mean that he killed someone, it just means that he became tamei meis. Now ask the Gemara. Rabbi Lazar says that a person who fasts is called a Kaddish. Did Rabbi Lazar really say that? A person should always view it as if a Kaddish Baruch was inside of him and you have to kaviyachol feed him. You're not allowed to fast. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Bekirbacha Kaddish, Le'ava Be'ir. Inside of you is Kaddish. Inside of you is Hashem. So you see, you're not supposed to fast. Says the Gemara, like Kasha, Hadamatzi Litzaure Nafshe, Hadaloi Matzi Litzaure Nafshe. It depends if he's able to handle it or not. If he's able to handle the fasting and he won't be too weak, so then we say he's called a Kaddish. If he won't be able to handle it, that's when Rabbi Lazar said that he's not supposed to fast. Rish Lakish Amar Nikra Chassid, that a person who fasts is called a Chassid. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, that Goimel Nafshai, a person who holds back, he weans his soul, he holds back food from his soul, he's Ish Chassid, Vaicher She'erai. He's called an Ish Chassid, he's called a Chassid. Amrav Sheshas, Hai Barbe Rav Diyasev Bitanisa, a person who's in yeshiva and he decides to fast, Leichel Kalbil Sheirusei, so it's like a dog ate his meal, we don't view it like he did anything special by not eating, we view it like a dog ate his meal and just stopped, he couldn't do anything about it, meaning it's not a milo, he's not supposed to be fasting, better that he uses his energy to learn. There's no such thing as a tainis tzibur in Bavel because they don't need Geshem. The only time that they have a tainis tzibur is Tisha B'Av in Koshkin Yom Kippur as well. But other than that, there's no tainis tzibur because they don't need the rain. There's no need for them to be geyser tainis tzibur for the rain. Rav Yirmi Bar Abba Amar Reish Lakish, another memra from Rav Yirmi Bar Abba, he said in the name of Reish Lakish that Ein Tamud Chacham Rashi Leishev B'Tainis, that Tamud Chacham is not allowed to fast B'mnei Shemamayit B'Malach HaShemayim like we had before, because he's going to be Memayit in Malach HaShemayim, he's not going to be able to learn as well, he's going to be weak, and therefore he's not allowed to fast. We mentioned in the Mishnah, Eichel V'Shaisa Mishach HaShecha, that during these first few fasts on the rain, when there's a drought, so the fast is not so severe, it's not mamish like Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, rather you could eat at night, and only by Leis HaShachar, that's when the fast will begin. So Amrav Zeir, Amrav Huna, Yachid Shekibo Olav Tainis, even a Yachid, if he's Mekab on himself a fast, a day fast, Afilu Alcha V'shasa Kol HaLaila, even though he was eating and drinking the entire night, the next day he's not even so hungry, L'machar Hu Mispalo Tfilas Tainis. Still, that's a halachic fast. The next day he could daven the Tfilah of Anenu, the Tfilas Tainis. Whereas Lon Betanisai, and if let's say he finishes the fast, and then he just goes to sleep still fasting, he continues the fast, so he's very hungry the next morning by Shacharis, still Einei Mispalo Shaltainis, he's not allowed to say Anenu by that Shacharis, because it's not a fast day. It's not a fast day, he was just Lon Betanisai. The Amr of Yosef, Mike Savar of Huna, what's the pshat in the second half of this memra that Olam B'Tanisai does not say Anenu? Is it because Sfira Le'ein Misan in L'Shais? Is because he was never Mekab on himself to fast for the whole day, and therefore there's no such thing as a Tainus that's only part of a day? There's no such thing as a Tainus L'Shais? Aydoma Misan in L'Shais, a Misan in L'Shais in a Mispalot Tulas Tainus. Or maybe there is such a thing as a Tainus Shais, just the holds of the Tainus Shais, you don't say Anenu for a Tainus Shais. So Amr Le'Avai, that really Rav Huna says, Rav Huna's shita is that there is such a thing as a tainus shayis. V'amisan l'shayis mispal tulas tainus. Not like either of your two tzadim. A person who has a tainus shayis, he does say anenu. So why over here lam betanisa do you not say anenu? V'shani hacha dika shayis delelya deloy kablo le'meikara, because he wasn't the kabul the fast. He just was lam betanisa. He happened to have been hungry. He happened to have continued his fast, but he never did it with an official kabbalah. And therefore, that's why it's not considered a fast. That's why he does not say Anenu. So that's the Gemara, the Marok Vikla, the Ginzak. He once went to visit a place called Ginzak. And Bayu Mine, they asked him a Shaila. Masanu L'Shois, Ein Masanu L'Shois, is there such a thing as a Taina Shois? Lehava Bidei, he did not know the Halacha. They asked him another Shaila. Kankanin Shanachrim, Asurin or Mutarin? If you have these earthenware kalim of a guy that he poured his wine into it, which is a problem of Yayin Nesach, the blios of the Yayin Nesach, are the kalim Asur or Mutar? Now, of course, there's a process. You could pour water in it and pour it out, and you could be Machshir, Rashi brings. But he wanted to know, without that process, is there a way that it could be Mutar? And Lehava Bidei, Marukva did not know the Halacha. They asked him a third Shaila, not a Halachic Shaila, but they asked him, B'meshimish Meisha called Shiva Simei Amiluim, that which clothing did Meisha wear when he did the Avodah during the Shiva Simei Amiluim? And Lehava Bidei, he did not know the answer. Also, V'shal Bei Midrasha, so Marukva, he wanted to know the answers to these questions. So he went to the Beis Medrash, and he asked them, does anyone in the Beis Medrash know the answers to these questions? And Amrulei, they told him the answer to all three. They told him, first of all, Hilchasa Misanon L'Shais, Umisbalan Filas Tainis. There is such a thing as a Tainis Shais, and not only that, but the person who fasts L'Shais, he fasts part of the day. If he's Mekabel on himself, let's say he's Mekabel to fast until Mincha Ketanu, so you can fast a Taina Shais, and you say Anenu when you fast a Taina Shais. Secondly, they told him, V'hilchasa, Kankin in Shal Nachrim, La'achash Nimasur Chodesh Mutarin, that even without the whole water process, after 12 months, the Kalim become Mutar. And then thirdly, they told him, B'meshi Mishmaisha, Kol Shiva Simei Amiluim, B'cholok Lavan, he wore white clothing. And Rav Kahana Masni B'chol Glavon She'en La'imra, it was dafka white clothing that didn't have a hem. There was no packets to it. This way no one could accuse him of taking anything from the Mishkan.